From Radio Deutsche Welle, this is Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. If you're a regular listener to the programme, you'll not be surprised to hear that our first piece of music is a famous waltz. But this is a waltz with a difference. It originates not from Vienna, but from the Russian city of St. Petersburg, and was composed by Tchaikovsky. As a young man, Tchaikovsky was a great fan of waltzes, and used to go to Petropavlovsky Park in the summer to hear the concerts of Strauss the Younger. Not that Strauss presented just his own compositions. The concerts were a regular potpourri of musical taste, with excerpts from operas, popular movements from Beethoven symphonies, and, of particular interest to Tchaikovsky, new works by young Russian composers. This was a unique opportunity for the younger generation of Russian musicians. And in September 1865, the 25-year-old Tchaikovsky saw the first public performance of one of his own pieces. Later in life, Tchaikovsky composed some wonderful waltzes, and one can't help wondering if he thought back to those summer evenings in Petropavlovsky Park with the Viennese Walzerkönig.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's String Serenade in C Major, Opus 48, performed by the Conrad von der Goltz Chamber Orchestra. The premier performance of the work, by the way, was in St. Petersburg in 1881. The four movements of the serenade, which the composer himself was particularly pleased with, made the waltz exceptionally popular at the time. In 1886, Strauss made the journey to St. Petersburg for the last time. As usual, the concerts included old favourites and brand new works, and also pieces which Strauss had composed specifically for the Russian audience. The march we're going to hear now is just such a piece. The Russian March by Johann Strauss the Younger, dedicated to Tsar Alexander III. The march was performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Mikhail Dietrich. And now to a Leha operetta concerned with the fate of an imaginary Tsar. It's not clear from the plot exactly when the Tsar is supposed to have lived, nor is it clear if the Tsar in question is supposed to be Alexei, son of Peter the Great, or Nicholas II. Either would be possible from a historical point of view, but it's quite unimportant for the operetta. The Tsarevich is a sentimental tale about the son of a Tsar who, despite being a self-confessed misogynist, finds himself falling in love. After the Berlin premiere of Tsarevich, the critics dismissed the actual story as rubbish, but foresaw lasting popularity for the music, particularly the Volga-lied of the romantically inclined Tsarevich. It's sung here by Nikolai Gedda.
Thank you.
Nikolai Gedda, accompanied by the Chayka Balalaika Ensemble and the Graunke Symphony Orchestra, sang Es steht ein Soldat am Wolgastrand from Franz Lehár's operetta The Tsarevich. Staying for the moment with tales of Russian royalty, our next piece of music is from Albert Lortzing's opera Tsar und Zimmermann. Premiered in Leipzig in 1837, the opera tells the story of Tsar Peter the Great and his desire to make his country into a major naval power. In order to carry out this plan, the Tsar decides to learn the trade of shipwright in Holland. At this point, poetic license takes over and the storyline has the Tsar working incognito in Holland, where he's even mistaken for another Russian by the name of Peter. But we can't blame Lortzing, who wrote both the music and the libretto, for not sticking to the historical facts. From a few bare bones, he created a magical tale of mistaken identity and enhanced it with delightful melodies. Let's hear one of those melodies now. The Dutch Clog Dance. The Berlin Staatskapelle, conducted by Heinz Rückner, playing the clog dance from Lortzing's opera Zar und Zimmermann. Zimmermann, incidentally, means carpenter. Our next piece of music is by a musician whose name is not as well known as that of Lortzing, but who is truly outstanding in his field. David Popper, born in Prague in 1843, was a world-class cellist and composer. Just to give an example of his standing, his bravura passages are often played by top international cellists as an encore. But Popper's greatest contribution to cello music lay in his work as a teacher. His book of rules and advice for cello playing is seen to this day as the ultimate authority. In his lifetime, Popper was famous throughout Europe and was constantly on tour. Given the amount of time which he must have spent away from home, it was most convenient that his accompanist on the piano, Sophie Menta, was also his wife. Popper and Menta are said to have given legendary concerts. Following in their musical footsteps are the duo Wolfgang Böttcher and his sister Ursula Treder-Böttcher. And here's their inspired rendition of a David Popper mazurka. Wolfgang Böttcher on cello and Ursula Treder-Böttcher on the piano playing David Popper's Mazurka in G minor, Opus 11, number 3. And now, bringing today's program to a speedy conclusion, as we've just about run out of time, a Viennese Kehr Aus, or Last Dance. The title needs little explanation. Auf und davon, off and away. ¶¶ quick polka, Auf und Davon by Eduard Strauss, played by the Vienna Chamber Orchestra. And that's it for this edition of Melody Time. The program was compiled by Barbara Anders, produced by Stephanie Giesen, our studio engineer was Arno Becker, and I'm Paul Benderow. Melody Time is a production of Deutsche Welle, Cologne.